It seems like a simple, obvious question. Who is my neighbor? If you think we know, this gospel says, think again. Today's story from Luke is one of the most familiar parables in the Bible, with a title that's part of our language. Everyone knows what we mean by a good Samaritan. We think we know who our neighbor is. We'll pull up a chair. Jesus has a story for you and me. Our neighbor isn't just someone who shares our zip code. It might be the elderly neighbor, the one we go out our way to avoid. Or might be the homeless guy who stands on the street corner asking for a handout. Our neighborhood is bigger than our neighborhood embraces the world. Our neighbor is a child in Ethiopia, hungry because her country has no longer get wheat from Russia. Or a neighbor is a family in Ukraine living in a basement while shells explode all around them. Friends, our neighbor is anyone and everyone in pain, anyone in need, anyone wounded by life who feels abandoned or robbed or forgotten. Is anyone left helpless by the side of the road in need of compassion, in need of love, in need of being noticed? Your neighbor, my neighbor, is anyone trying to make sense of what seems senseless in a world convulsed by violence and tragedy and grief. Maybe you heard the story of the Oma family from Poland. They were a family of 7 children. And the Omas were farmers who lived in a simple 2-room wooden house. The mother, Victoria, learned in her family that you do not have to have much to help someone in need. In a world where so many are only in it for themselves, the Omas were willing to be inconvenienced for others. Joseph Oma's Bible had 2 important passages marked. The first was from Matthew's Gospel. If you love those who love you, what recompense do you have? But the second passage marked in his Bible is today's story of the Good Samaritan. And alongside the parable, Joseph had written the simple word, yes, with an exclamation point. Like the Good Samaritan, the Omas were not content to turn a blind eye to the injustice to remain passive observers. They took action where many others did not. A true story, for 1.5 years, they sheltered a Jewish family of 8 in their 2-room farmhouse. And when someone reported the Omas to the Nazis, the Jewish family of 8 were executed, as well as the Oma family. Joseph and Victoria and her 7 children, including an unborn baby in his mother's womb. After Jesus told the story, Jesus asked which of the 3 in the story was neighbor to the robber's victim, the one who treated him with mercy. And what did Jesus say? Go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. Friends, living this command is not easy. Too often, myself included, we just don't want to get involved. And the road between Jerusalem and Jericho is a road that all of us travel. Isn't it the journey of life? Difficult at times, even dangerous. But remember, we do not travel alone. Are we binding one another's wound? Do we live as people who want to heal? Are we people who stop and notice? Or are we people who are indifferent or dismissive? Spend any time watching cable TV or scrolling through social media, and we probably won't see so many people loving their neighbors. But friends, today's gospel says there's another way. The way less traveled. A way that stops to give dignity and respect. A way that gives hope. This is what you and I are called to do as travelers on the road in 2025. To see our neighbor in everyone. To see as Jesus sees. To see as the friends of Jesus see. To see the possibility of goodness in everyone. To get involved and go and do likewise. So the ultimate lesson of this timeless parable is that one calls you and me to action. May God this morning grant us the grace to answer that call with eyes open and our hearts to love as well. As we prepare to receive the Eucharist, the bread of life, sinners that we are, unworthy that we are, we pray to live out this great call. And we, you and I, are called to be more than just people traveling the road. Jesus wants you and me to be more like the Samaritan. Because in doing that, in fact, we become more like Christ, the neighbor, the friend, the hope of all.